It is Amazon Prime Day, the 36-hour shopping holiday with deals exclusively for Amazon Prime members. Amazon created Prime back in 2005, and it is a big part of why Amazon has been able to grow into the company it is today, which is worth more than $900 billion. For more, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Jason Del Rey covers Amazon as a senior correspondent at Recode. He joins us from New York. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Jeremy.
So why did Amazon create Prime in the first place? It's almost feels like it's been around forever, but of course it hasn't. This is a membership program. What was the vision for it?
Well, initially, it actually just came from a frustration of a software engineer at Amazon who was sort of upset with the complicated software backend of their free shipping program at the time. But Jeff Bezos' long-term vision was to build a moat around Amazon's best customers and basically make it so they wouldn't think about the shipping fees each purchase, mm-hmm. but would think about how much they paid upfront for Prime and so wanted to get their money's worth by buying more and more with Amazon.
So how has it evolved since it was first created back in 2005?
So over the years, one thing Amazon did was add more and more selection to Prime, which is a key, having that huge catalog. But they also added some free video back in 2010 or 11, then photo storage, then Prime Music, on and on to Whole Foods discounts now that they own Whole Foods. And so with all of those perks, the goal is really to just lock in Amazon Prime customers and have Amazon be sort of the default place to buy basically anything online.
And full disclosure, I am an Amazon Prime member and I have never gotten more than maybe $2 off at Whole Foods, just to be clear about that. That discount is not very big. But it does cost money, obviously, to join Prime. Is the consumer psychology part of this working? Is it getting people to be more loyal to Amazon and not shop elsewhere?
Absolutely. And my disclosure is the same. I cover the company, but my family is also sort of sadly in some ways a Prime family. It does work. You know, Prime members spend more than non-Prime members do. Studies show they price compare much less. And Amazon, you know, often has very good prices, but not always. And Amazon has continued to grow their market share in online retail as Prime has grown in dominance as well. And so it's probably the most, on one hand, the most successful internet loyalty program we've ever seen, but also the most devastating for competitors first mm-hmm. and foremost.
Well, and how are they adjusting to this? We know that a lot of retailers right now during Prime Day are trying to offer their own discounts, but how is Prime in general affecting the rest of the retail industry?
Sure. So, I mean, everyone from Walmart to Target to even smaller retailers are realizing two-day shipping now online is basically table stakes. So being able to offer free two-day shipping. But even when you get to that point, Amazon goes and does what it announced a few months ago, which is we're moving Prime shipping from 2 days to 1 day. Mm-hmm. And so they have a 20-year head start on building out their warehouse network. And it's just really, really hard to catch up.
And just news alert to our listeners, it isn't free to ship something from China to Nashville, okay? So that's not going to last forever. Jason Del Rey at Recode, thank you very much.
Thank you.